Backseat Quickies, episode 16, Killer Elite. Hey, I'm Scott.
And I'm Bogna.
And this is Backseat Quickies, and we just walked out of seeing Killer Elite. Your thoughts?
I'm still awake.
The first thing Boff said was that this was, like, two movies. You definitely get to, like, you hit this point at about an hour 15 where you're like, okay, everything's all tied up here. And then, boom, more stuff for 45 minutes.
Which, you know, made sense because when it was tied up, it seemed too easy. But then it got M. Night Shyamalan-esque with twists.
But yeah, okay, in terms of plot, this is based on a book by Randolph Fiennes called The Feathermen, which is supposedly based on some facts about his life. I'm not totally sure on that one, but Jason Statham plays Jason Statham as a hitman contracted by an oil sheik to murder the British SAS agents responsible for the deaths of his three sons. Of course, because this is an American action movie, he's a reformed hitman being drug in to save his former mentor, played by Robert De Niro, playing Robert De Niro. And while this is going on, a organization of former SAS operatives who are now bankers and very rich men associated with oil dealings in the Middle East have contracted Clive Owen to stop all this, to keep all this very hush-hush. And Clive Owen has a personal stake in this because he has this weird Papa Wolf thing about SAS people.
He has no job. His wife and kids, we're assuming, like, you see them in one scene. They don't like him anymore. And for all you kids listening, if you think you have no life sitting at home playing Xbox, you know, this guy really has no life.
Yeah. Acting-wise, you know what? There was a lot of British hard-assery going around. And De Niro. De Niro was fun in this. He got all the good lines.
He did. He was the movie in some cases. I missed him when he wasn't on.
If you hadn't guessed from the plot, this is sort of a fairly serious spy thriller, which I was not expecting, because you see Jason Statham in something, and you're like, okay, this is over to the top. Jason beats everyone up, and it's going to be awesome. And not to say that the fights weren't awesome. He beats up two guys while strapped to a chair.
But then again, it's also a Clive Owen movie, and when you see Clive Owen, you expect to think. He doesn't lay things out for you. You expect to, you know, read between the lines when you see Clive Owen film.
Yeah, like, this was, you know, I definitely recommend it. Like, there's Jason Statham is the best fistfight guy outside of Korea, like, alive.
And he's got the accent.
Yeah. Like, If you haven't heard his accent, it's like whiskey poured over sandpaper. It's awesome. Might be a little gay for him. Just saying. There's also a couple really good car chases, a really excellent foot chase, at what you think is the end, but not the end. The first ending of the movie has a really great foot chase that I love.
Just really, really great stunts overall.
Yeah. Also, perhaps some of the awesomest facial hair in movies this year.
Yeah,
I mean, you've got the movie starts off with this Mexican guy rocking the Mexican stash,
and then it grows into like mutton chops connected to a mustache.
Oh yeah, and then there's like, and then there's De Niro's "I've been in prison for 6 months" beard, and
oil. And then there's just Statham's perma, you know, stubble which never grows and never, you know, shrinks.
Yeah. Statham's stubble is something to behold.
It takes place in 1980, so there's a lot of facial hair.
Yeah, there's a lot of facial hair, because it's 1980 in England and the Middle East.
And Australia, and
they go around. This movie jumps around.
It goes everywhere but America.
Yeah, they talk about America at the start, but
I think it's because, you know, De Niro is America enough to represent America. They don't need to go
to America. Like, there was a lot of, like, the locations were all awesome. I liked, the soundtrack was good, very percussive. The licensed tracks were great, just because
yes.
It was some highlights of late 70s, early 80s British punk and new wave.
which, you know, kept it pretty legit. I was kind of waiting. I was actually kind of hoping they'd slip up and throw a cell phone in there or something, or like,
oh yeah,
some piece of modern technology. Except I did find one, a street camera.
Yeah, street cameras. I mean, there were some awesome, like, walkie-talkie headphones.
Kind of reminds me of my days as a security guard.
Yeah.
Those were fun.
But you know what? What are we at? Whatever. Any more from you?
It's a little long. I didn't mind, now that I'm thinking about it, but I didn't expect it to be so long, so that's a good warning for anybody interested in watching it, is that it is pretty long. I mean, it was a 12:55 show, and it is now 3.
Yeah. They're Yvonne Starhovsky, her hotness from Chuck and Mass Effect 2, is in this movie. Basically, superfluously, she plays this love interest character that's just there to be kind of a damsel in distress.
Your typical Statham damsel.
Yeah, but I don't know, there's definitely a version of this script that doesn't have a blonde love interest, and it doesn't, and you wouldn't notice it.
Kind of like in Hot Fuzz, when they allotted for a love interest for Sergeant Angel, but they just gave the lines to Butterman instead.
Yeah. Like, I really think De Niro was the love interest in this picture.
He was the Butterman to Statham's Angel?
Oh, yeah. But there was a vibe in Mexico while they were talking about iguana tacos.
I really, really hope Simon Pegg hears that little...
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Occasionally famous people do listen to the show.
Ooh.
Like the guy who made Moon, he listens to Tony, apparently.
David Bowie's son?
No, Moon. Yeah, the movie Moon with Sam.
David Bowie's son?
Yeah.
That's kind of epic.
Yeah.
Sidetracked. But come on, if David Bowie doesn't, you know, interrupt your conversations, then you're having pointless conversations.
Yeah.
I probably give this movie a 3.5 or a 4. I'm kind of teetering on that.
You know what? We don't actually have any scoring rules. We can give quarter points.
3.75 it is.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to do that. Like, I would have seen this movie no matter what, because I am bound and determined to see everything Jason Statham does. I'm not looking forward to Expendables 2, guys. I'm really not.
Oh, God. Don't make me do it. Don't make me do it.
We'll get to that one. Eventually.
Maybe on DVD?
Maybe. But yes. I'm going to give this the same. 3.75. Solid fun. Decent spy thriller. Good action scenes. Excellent facial hair.
Oh, God, yeah. See it for the facial hair, guys.
Yeah. All right, next week.
Oh my God, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. To offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.